Well, I had the experience years ago of being with my best friend when he died, of being with my dad when he died, being with a number of other people when they died. But nothing really prepared me for the moment of being with my soulmate when she died, holding her hand, looking at her, seeing her breathe her last breath. Thought it would probably come pretty soon, but came even sooner than we thought. And, you know, one thing I would say, Nancy, is just I am so grateful that my Nancy and I had talked so often about death, about the present heaven, about the future heaven on the new earth, about all that awaits us in eternity. And I am struck with, first of all, I thank God for the privilege of having been led by his Spirit to do all this writing and speaking on the subject of heaven and the new earth, which made it almost inevitable that Nancy and I would, you know, talk about it, and she'd read my books and we'd discuss this and all that. But somebody asked me just last night, what difference has it made for you, all the thought that you've given to heaven and the resurrection and all that? What difference has it made in your grief? And I said, it has made a profound difference. Am I grieving? Of course. But as Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4, we do not grieve as those who have no hope. Our grief is very real, but it's also fundamentally very different, because so many people face grief with no hope of the future. And when I use the word hope, and I talk about our hope as Christians, the word hope has different meanings. For a lot of people, hope is just wishful thinking. I hope someday that I'll become president of the United States or something like, well, who would hope that? I don't, but somebody might. And if they did, the chances of that actually happening are very remote. But when we talk about a hope in the biblical sense, it's actually a blood-bought promise of Jesus. That's what we're talking about. A blood-bought promise. And that blood-bought promise is so central in my thinking that it has informed my grief and guided my grief and assured me of what to me is not just sort of a, I kind of hope that this is true, but I know that it is true. And the reassurance to my heart every day as I miss Nancy and I miss the sound of her laughter in the house. And I think that single thing is what I miss more than anything else. Her laughter, the joy that she had in her life, even in her 4+ years of cancer. I miss her so much, yet the friendship of Jesus has become more real to me than it has ever been.